Hello everyone, today is Debcast, episode 1. Woo! Alright, so it's your boy Matthew, and I'm a game developer, indie developer. I know a couple languages for game development, but I use C# because I think it's actually the most easiest language for game development, since Unity uses it for one of their main languages, and Godot, the engine that I'm using to make my upcoming game. I use a third party add-on to use C#, but because a GD script is kind of I just don't like it. It feels weird. I think it's like some it's some kind of Luna based language. But you know, some of you guys probably don't know that, but I'm here to talk to you guys about game development and some indie games coming up. So, let's start getting into the indie games. So, I'm gonna start with my game that's upcoming. It's called Fall Asleep. Fall Asleep is a 2D side-scroller game with some mix of 3D, so it's like 2.5D. And it's pixel art with some 3D objects, if you can, yeah, I think it's all 2D, it's just 3D perspective, and something like that. It's basically a kid who has insomnia, and the kid can't fall asleep, but when he falls asleep, he has these nightmares, and those nightmares, you play in those nightmares as an object or thing. It's kind of random, but I have the first few chapters. I think the first two chapters, I already have the objects placed, and then the other chapters is like a random thing, but it's still the same. Most of the chapters are just not random, but like, I selected them. I think there's only one where it's a random chapter that is based on the choices that you made prior to it, but I can't explain much since, I don't want to say it. Anyways, this was supposed to be a meme cast, which I will incorporate some memes into it, so, yeah, it's pretty funny. Anyways, okay, there you go. Yeah, so let's another indie game coming up is called It's DARQ. Yeah, DRAKQ, like search Drac. I think it's Drac. It's a gravity 3D 2.5D side scroller. So you control a person. I don't know the whole plot of it, but you control a person and you can switch a button. So gravity, it's like a puzzle type game for gravity. You might get to enjoy. I'm following the people on Instagram, so I'll link some links into the description of the podcast episode. Another indie game that I found online. It's called. Thank You is basically a driving horror game, so you drive, and then, it talks about story. You can get out of the game, you can get out of the car, and stop by houses. It's basically like that. And our last indie game of the week, or basically the podcast episode, is a game called Explore Life. So your old grandpa, this is a starting thing that I don't know if it's out yet, but my friend told me about it. He's like, oh yeah, I know the creators. I'm just gonna, here's some images of it. I might link it on my Instagram or the podcast Instagram. So you control the grandpa, and there's different rooms, and in that room, it basically explores his life as the age, and there's, I think, depending on the life, I don't know what the how old the grandpa is, but it's like his last, he's on his deathbed, and he's foreseeing his, not foreseeing, that's a really bad word for it, but like, experiencing like, the thing that, the near-death experience, but like, he's on his deathbed, so, yeah. That game could be good, it's like you explore his life, and then, yeah, it's kind of, these indie games are really good, like, there's some thoughts into it, and I kind of like the game development community, and since I'm just a kid, I do not have a big budget for my games, but seeing these games, it makes me kind of happy that I'm one of the few people that want to play, develop games, and I see so many people that are just developing, like, crappy games, and I just, like, oh, well, at least you're doing something, instead of, sending nude pics to people, and freaking sexing, and crap like that on the internet. The internet's a wild place, and, yeah. Now, let's talk about game development. So, this episode is based on, game engines. So game engines are basically, for those who don't know, game engines are basically, things, think of it as bun, the bun. You don't eat your hamburger without a bun, unless you just have the meat, basically. The game engine is basically like putting all this stuff together. It's like, smash, boom, a game. People tend to go over the way to make their own engine, since they think, oh, wow, all these other game developers, big companies, make their own engines, like Ubisoft, Unreal Engine. Basically, Fortnite, they have their own engine, since it's Unreal. That's kind of weird, hard to explain, because they made their own engine, they have it out there. I mean, proprietary, I can't say the word, I'll say in the description probably, I don't know. Anyways, people think like, oh yeah, we need to make our own engine. I think you don't have to. There's many engines out there that will suit your game. For example, Unreal Engine, it's for somewhat AA games, AAA games. Not indie games. You can use indie games. Like, for example, there's some games out there for FNAF fan games. They use Unreal Engine. Nixon, he uses Unreal Engine for his games. But that's because it's 3D and he's used to it. Because he worked under, I believe he worked under a company that used Unreal Engine. Or, don't know the whole story, but I think he worked under a company that used Unreal Engine. Unity is a really good engine. I recommend it on so many levels. Godot, it's an amazing engine too. They're developing their 3D community. 3D on that is amazing. It's like Unity level, but Unity has more options with their 3D thing. Godot's amazing 2D engine, better than Unity's 2D, since Unity's 2D is kind of mess for like 2.5D, but like on Godot's 2D is like pixel art, crap like that. But I cannot compare Godot to Game Maker Studio. They are two of the best 2D engines out there, but I have to give it to Game Maker Studio for their 2D pixels and crap like that. Since it was Undertale Mate was made in there, and Deltarune was made in Game Maker Studio, which I do not have bought. I did not buy the license for it, so I can't compare it, because I never used it before. I only use Godot Unity. I also never use Unreal Engine, but I've actually used it once on one of my other older computers, which is in my closet right now. The RAM's fucked up in it, so I can't do anything in it. I usually use my laptop. Oh, also, laptops, PCs, game development. I recommend a PC. Unbelievably, I recommend PCs. Also, for Unity, I recommend a Mac. Since there's no argument there. Anyways, back to the game engines. The Game Maker Studio and Godot are the best 2D engines out there. 2D, Godot's more of a, platformer, styled 2D games, but, like, Game Maker Studio is, like, kind of like the top-down, RPG 2Ds, stuff like that. A top-down, don't know how to say this. It's something about role-playing games. Yeah, that's Game Maker Studio. Godot is the opposite of that. Platformers, side-scrollers, stuff like that. But we got some other engines. Novel. If you do novel type games, I recommend Love. What was it called? The engine that Doki Doki Literature Club was made in. Visual novels. I have a bad reputation with visual novels. I don't like them. They're kind of like meh, but like Doki Doki Literature Club was like, whoa, that's actually a nice visual novel. Same as other ones on Kickstarter. The Kickstarter visual novels are the best. Same as itch.io, but like Game Jolts are like meh. No. We got the Telltale game engine, which is mostly gone since Telltale went bankrupt. God bless. I kind of enjoy the Telltale series. Like the Walking Dead 1 series was amazing. The Minecraft was meh. No, I did not enjoy it. The Batman was, I was pretty hyped for it, and then they released the freaking two Jokers. Oh yeah, you can save, you can have two different Jokers, the Vigilante or the Evil Joker. Sorry for spoilers, I should include a spoiler thing at the beginning. And it's just, yeah, these game engines are kind of really unique in a way, because there's different genres out there and different kind of game engines. Now, it's on to the part where I talk about custom game engines for the one, or just pure code, just like not even a game engine to put it to begin with. C#, C++, Java, in those type of languages, you can make Minecraft. God's sake, man. You can make so many stuff out of just those languages. You can make just beyond, like, good stuff. It's just, I don't recommend having just pure code, a coding language, a pure language for the game. I recommend, like, a game engine to put all the stuff together, since it's, unless really good at coding, which I'm not at that level of me making Minecraft in a coding language. I'm not at that level. I do not have that time to do it. But, like, if I can make ping pong in a coding language, I think I can make it in Java and C#. C++ is a horrible freaking language. It's disgusting. Like, I just, the modules and crap like that in there, I don't know how to say the word. I don't usually tend to use developer words, since I like to use my own words, because it's English, and I want you guys to understand it. So modules are basically like, oh, public class, whatever, and like, just, yeah, stuff like that. Now, languages, I recommend using C# and crap like that. And it's just, yeah. So if you guys, that's the end of the podcast. So if you like this podcast, I suggest, sharing with your friends, share on Instagram, share on stuff like that. I might get sponsors for this, since, like, I want to get more guests on, like, actual developers. I'll talk around the developer community on Discord, see if you guys want to, like, people want to join. Yeah, it's just, see you later.